Hi, I'm Allie Jackson Jolly. I'm here with John George Aris. He is a legal expert. He is also the founding partner of Aris Law. John George, welcome and thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me this afternoon.
Yeah, so earlier today, former President Trump was in court. He was there for what is being called the criminal hush money case. Of course, that is the case in which he is being accused of falsifying business records around the payment of Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential race. Today kicked off the start of jury selection, and I'm curious, what is the defense looking for when they are trying to select a jury, and what is the prosecution looking for?
Absolutely. So as you know, this case began today. It's a historic day. It doesn't matter what side of the aisle you're on, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. This is the first time in United States history that a former president is standing for criminal trial. And it's happening in Manhattan in this matter. And jury selection has been something that has been talked about at length leading up to the trial, because former President Trump's attorneys have made clear that they do not believe they can have a fair and impartial jury in Manhattan, because there are so many individuals who not only know of Trump, but that they may not support him in any way, shape, or form. So that sets the ground for what we have now, which is the jury selection in this case, which is step one before we get to the trial and before we get to opening arguments, which will be put on by both sides. So you asked me, what do the prosecutors want and what does the defense want in this matter? Initially, Judge Mershon came out early on in the jury selection. We had about 96 potential jurors out of a pool of 200 and asked them a baseline question, which was, can you be impartial in this trial knowing who the defendant is, knowing that it's Donald Trump? And in a rarity, about 50 individuals raised their hand saying no, that they couldn't be impartial. So I just bring this up as a microcosm of what we may be facing in terms of this jury selection. It's going to be difficult to find a jury that can sit in here. The prosecutors will be looking, for the most part, to just put together a group that they believe can be impartial. They know that the news is all over this matter. They want to keep their credibility and say, you know, this isn't a prosecution that's politically motivated. This is the law. We have a fair jury here. That's the route that they want to go down. They want to show that it's impartial. On the other hand, obviously, Trump's attorneys, the defense, they do also want to have an impartial jury, but I think that they will go through a laborious process, as they should, as is their right, to ensure that the individuals that are impaneled into this jury are going to give this a fair look and aren't going to prejudge former President Trump based off of his reputation or his role previous as president.
What do normal numbers look like? What is a more normal percentage of that potential juror population that would say, I'm not sure that I can be partial?
Well, it definitely depends on the subject matter of the case. You know, for example, if it involves law enforcement, there may be some individuals who have law enforcement in their family. There may be some individuals who have a dim view of law enforcement, depending on their interactions with them or what's been in the news. But generally, I believe it's safe to say that most potential jurors going into a case believe that they could listen to facts and be impartial. Obviously, this case has a much different dynamic to it, because it's arguable that former President Trump is one of the most famous people in the world. So many people have exposure to him on a daily basis, not to mention the fact that he was president for 4 years and lived a outwardly public life before that, before he even ran. I think that really changes the dynamic here. And that's why I wouldn't be surprised to see the jury selection process take a long time to get through. And interestingly enough, I think the prosecution, as much as they want to go to trial and as much as they want to go forward, they're also going to want to, at the very least, ensure the appearance that this jury is impartial. They do have their credibility on the line here for the case that they're bringing. And the last thing that they want is an argument down the road asserted by former President Trump and his attorneys that this jury was in fact impartial if there's any adverse ruling in this case.
And so who do you think has the tougher job in selecting this jury? Which side do you think it's going to be harder for them to get exactly what they want?
I think the defense has more at stake. They have a client, former President Trump, who could face a guilty verdict against them for potentially felonies. They have a more difficult case in front of them, and they need to do a great job of going through each juror, not only to ensure that they're having an impartial jury, but they have a client to serve. So they have a client to serve here. They want the former president to feel that they're doing the most that they possibly can in order to get a jury that is not going to just say, oh, well, this is former President Donald Trump. We already know all about him and we've made up our minds, essentially. So I do think that it's on the defense. The prosecution, I believe they'll be happy just having a jury in place to be able to try their case. This is a case of the state versus former President Trump. If they're able to go forward on this case, which we know there's been multiple attempts to delay, I think that in and of itself is really a victory for them and a win.
And so you spoke a bit about this being a long, are you suspecting this jury selection will be a long, drawn out process? Give us a ballpark. What do you think? How long is this going to take?
The Judge Merchan earlier in the hearings today said that he expects the trial to last approximately 6 weeks. So a big part of jury selection is just making sure that scheduling works. There was an individual that was dismissed today because sometime in early June or late May, he was going to attend his daughter's wedding out of state. And that's just one microcosm of an issue that there might be, a scheduling issue. So I suspect that Judge Merchan, from everything that's been said about him, everything that's been written about him, and his reputation is that he runs a very tight ship. He tries to keep things very organized. I don't think that it will be drawn on. We're not talking weeks here. Could we still have by Wednesday or Thursday? Maybe the jury hasn't been perfected yet. It's definitely possible. But these variables really depend on the individuals that are answering questions from the prosecutors and from the defense team. If they're answering the questions in a way that are sufficient, that show that they're impartial, that they can sit there, that they can make a fair judgment of the case, it could happen quickly. I just imagine that the defense team is going to want to be very detailed and take their time with going through these questions. So could this week, could we solve issues with the jury? Potentially, but there are a lot of different factors at play that could speed up or slow down where we end up in this process.
Yeah. And how about, I've had you in to our studio, to the Forbes newsroom a ton this year, talk about lots of historic cases from this one to various Supreme Court cases. I'm curious, like what, as a legal expert and a lawyer yourself, what is this doing? Do you think that the fact that there's all of these unprecedented high drama historic cases, are there more kids in college thinking, maybe this is something I want to do? Are you hearing that, this is sort of transforming your profession anyway? I'm just curious, what has this year been like and what do you think it's going to do for your profession?
I think that this year has put the law in a forefront in a way where major news outlets are regularly reporting on legal events by virtue of the fact that we are in an election year. These cases are front and center when it comes to the news and the media because they're so linked into what may happen in November. So I do think that even the average person, let alone someone that may want to become a student, is becoming much more attuned and much potentially much more understanding of what the legal process is. Here we are talking about jury selection in depth and all the different aspects that go into it. People understand what a jury is, but in many ways, I think that we're getting into the minutiae, and there's an interest level because what's the overall scope of this? The overall scope is that we're discussing our justice system. What is our justice system? How does it work? What mechanisms are in place? And there are people on both sides of the aisle. There are people that believe there are rigged aspects of it, meaning that it's politically influenced, because certain judges are appointed by either a Democrat or a Republican. And these arguments really do appear on both sides. I do think that in terms of national interest, in terms of potential interest of an individual to become a lawyer, this has cast the justice system and the law and repackaged it in sort of a new light where people are engaging with it on a daily basis. If we think back, we had an event happened earlier in the week, or I believe over the weekend, O.J. Simpson passed away, and his trial was so hotly followed. So many people were interested in it. In many ways, this is similar. The interest in it is similar, if not more, because of the implications it means for the election and who may be president, who may be elected president in 2024. So I think this all feeds into the intrigue in our justice system, the intrigue in how court actually works, all capped off by here we are in an election year, in a hotly contested and close election.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being here with us. It is surely going to be an interesting 6 weeks, and appreciate you taking the time to break it down for us so we know what to look for.
Excellent. Thank you so much.